For the second time in his career, Joe Vincoli's desire to do the right thing may have cost him his job.
There's a term that an academic uses called moral narcissism. There are people who feel like they have to do the right thing in a situation, but it affects other people, too. It affects your wife, your children, those types of things.
The tall, thin 56-year-old from Forsyth County clearly has a desire to do what's right.
I don't think it's an act that other people would not do. It's just kind of like if this ended up on your desk and you're an ethical person, you say like, well, this needs to be handled professionally.
Vincoli's saga began in 2006 while working as an administrative director at Wake Forest Baptist Hospital. He managed contracts, including one with the state health plan, an insurance system that covers teachers, state employees, and lawmakers. In essence, Vincoli found the hospital had been overcharging the state insurer for years. The hospital disagreed with Vincoli. He was fired. Later, Vincoli went to the state with these allegations. An investigation and audit backed him up.
She ended up determining that the overpayment had been maybe $1.4 million.
But the state never recovered any of those funds. By 2010, Joe Vincoli had moved over to the public sector, working as a special assistant to the Secretary for Inmate Medical Services. He was essentially a forensic accountant. Vincoli and the team he worked with were tasked with finding ways to keep healthcare costs down for convicts who could not be treated at prison facilities.
So when I started, we were paying about $95 million a year. And the next year, we got it down to $75. The next year, we got it down to $45 million.
He consistently received the highest ratings possible. In fact, the final comment in what would be Joe Vincoli's last performance review was just three words. Thank you, Joe. It was followed by an exclamation mark. That was last June. Earlier that year, a memo was circulated to Department of Public Safety employees saying they had a responsibility to report any and all damage to property, theft, or the misuse of state funds. Around the same time, Vincoli had come to possess documents that, he believed, showed the state could still claim the money it had overpaid Baptist Hospital. So Vincoli filled out a form detailing his renewed allegations.
I'm not on a mission that I'm sure that I'm right, that these documents are material or whatever. I was looking for someone to tell me what I was supposed to do with them.
The Department of Public Safety provided WFAE with an email chain. It showed when Vincoli didn't receive timely replies to his requests, he followed up. When Vincoli was told the case was closed, he persisted. He even questioned the impartiality of W. Ellis Boyle, who serves as both chief counsel and deputy secretary of the Department of Public Safety. Boyle had once worked at a law firm that represented Baptist Hospital. On August 23rd, Boyle fired back in a tersely worded note. This excerpt is read by a member of the WFAE staff.
Mr. Vincoli, you are not to waste any further government time on this issue. Every time you raise this topic, you force the leadership of DPS to waste time thinking about it and responding to you. Do not do it again.
I told him I would comply with his directive.
Joe Vincoli considered the matter, finally, closed. Some 6 weeks later, Vincoli's employment status was changed. He was no longer a rank-and-file public employee. He was now a manager. And while it sounds like a promotion, it isn't. It came with no pay increase, no staff to supervise, no additional responsibilities. The reclassification also meant Vincoli could be fired without cause at any time. 2 months later, he was. Vincoli believes it was because he dared to challenge W. Ellis Boyle.
There is and was no retaliation.
Pamela Walker is the spokeswoman for the Department of Public Safety.
The department also feels that it's able to perform those functions without paying that $96,000 salary for that position.
Walker added that the department will keep the position, however.
The position Mr. Vincoli previously held has been redefined to address current agency needs, and those current agency needs are related to inmate electronic medical records.
As for Joe Vincoli, he was never given a reason for being fired. He received no severance. He was only paid for half of his last day of work. Vincoli's letter of termination includes a section saying he would be given priority when applying for other state jobs. He's applied more than 24 times, but he has yet to be called in for a single interview. In the meantime, Vincoli and his lawyer are fighting to have him reinstated. The agency plans to post Vincoli's old job soon, with a salary range of $58,000 to more than $127,000. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.